Blog Talk Radio.
This may be the most entertaining show in entertainment today, but as always, we have to say warning. The following content may be offensive to the following people. Well, you get my point. And now, live from the studio all the way out in the land of Puppetville, USA, here is your host for tonight's show. We bring him back 2 weeks in advance, and because of popular demand, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Terrence J. Lefty.
Hi, kids. How you doing? It's Terrence J. Lefty, and tonight we got a show for you. It's a summary of Young Frankenstein, the musical, and it's told by yours truly, Terrence J. Lefty. If you would like to give your thoughts during tonight's podcast, you can call in at 347-850-1827. Yes, that's 347-850-1827. But before we begin, I must reiterate the fact that this show has extreme vulgarity and content used throughout this show of Late Night Talks with Terrence J. Lefty. Shall we begin? Ladies and gentlemen, the show is set in 1937 Transylvania Heights, where we are told of the death of Victor von Frankenstein, the creator of monsters. We are told through sad times. I honestly thought, because who gives a shit? He's dead. We should all be happy. There's no more monster. And there's no more mad scientists running around saying, he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. I hope he's dead already. Now, he's sad, 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 and then just turns into this happy moment, the happiest town in town. You know, that is pure bliss. No problems. Gotta love it. Pure genius, just as I said, all sad, sad, sad. And then we just go to random, happy, fun times. And then we are brought in with more sadness that there is another Frankenstein living and we don't know what he is capable of. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to warn you that tonight's show, we are going to summarize everything. Yes, everything about Young Frankenstein the musical. And I'm just warming up. So Kemp tells the story of this young Frankenstein living at the Dean's Anatomy of New York High Learning, the Children's Museum, and Anthony Hopkins School of Medicine. Hold up. I didn't know that there was a medical school named after a famous actor, Mr. Anthony Hopkins. I mean, really? Anthony Hopkins? Oh my God! Can they just come up with something like Einstein or Pavlov or whatever the fuck that face is? I think it's a Skinner. Yeah, he could have come up with that shit. But you know what? They just had to choose an actor, Anthony Hopkins. That just really gets on my nerves. And then we break into the classroom where Young Frankenstein is teaching, but he wants to be called Frankenstein. A Frankenstein? That sounds like some guy taking a crap in the nearest restroom from a Chinese buffet blowout that happened at the nearest Hong Kong King Buffet in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's just telling all about this, the brain, the brain, the brain. He's talking about the brain, you know? If I was sitting in his lecture, I know that I am. Who gives a shit? Why can't he just create a monster and get the fuck of this over with? You know, it's kind of insane that we have to talk about the brain. So that is dismissed, and then we go into a series of unfortunate events that tells Frankenstein he must go to Transylvania to collect his grandfather's estate. Well, that doesn't go very well, because it just turns into the shit Victor caused. You know, and then we go into him waiting for his boat to sail when we are met by the young Elizabeth Benning, the sexual, provocative little bitch that just runs around trying to get goes on. You know what that can be determined as? Tiger Woods. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am comparing Frederick Frankenstein to Tiger Woods. It is the perfect analogy used in this situational thing. So after she goes on about this random spiel being provocative and them getting engaged, she leaves and goes to Pennsylvania where he meets this idiot named Igor. But you know what? He's pronounced Igor, and we were wrong then, weren't we? Yes, we were wrong. He tries to talk Frankenstein into coming back to the castle and recreating a monster. Now, that's something he really didn't want to do, and he was set against it. So Igor breaks into a vaudeville number known as Together Again for the First Time. You know, it's probably a brilliant idea that you would set this musical number in this moment because it just brings the life of it into it. But you know what I think about Igor? Just doesn't get shit done. Even though he tries, he just doesn't get it done. You know, you've got to be honest with yourself. If you're not going to do it, don't do it at all. And you know, it's always like this, you see? Terrence J. Lefty tells the truth about everything. So after this song, he tells him he hired a local girl, Inga, to assist you. Well, in comes this California bimbo, looking like a girl, telling him he wants to roll him in the hay. Well, that sounds a little sexual to me. You want to take a roll in the hay? Well, you know what? I might as well show her the 69 and bring out the Kama Sutra, because I don't know if they're going to do this shit right. Ladies and gentlemen, we go on. Inga, her laboratory assistant, she gets him to roll in the hay very sexually. And, you know, I hope they were studying the Kama Sutra during this part, because, you know, it was very sexual in nature. And then they arrive at the cone to be bit by Frau Blücher. I always have to do that when I say Frau Blücher. It's Frau Blücher. And she shows Frankenstein to the bedchamber where he reads and is haunted by a ghost, his grandfather, Victor von Frankenstein. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are actually going to take call at this time, like 347-850-1827. Do we have a call in queue? No. Nope. No, we don't. Okay. I don't know, but continuing. I get haunted by Victor and he decides to create a monster. Well, the monster is created. No. I'm skipping that part. I jumped a little far. So they go through this laboratory. Don't know where I was until they turn on the lights, and I go and say, well, you know, a couple throw pillows will do it. You know what? Throw pillows? It already looks like a fucking dump anyway. So why don't you just keep it the way it is? Create the monster, you know? It's just simple as that. Just create the monster. Well, they do, but there's some more trouble going on. As Kansas are having a town hall meeting to welcome Frankenstein to Transylvania, but really they're stupid to see if he's creating a monster. Well, you know what? One Frankenstein did it, so you got to see what else is going to happen. You know, that's exactly what happened in the show. Ladies and gentlemen, after this town hall meeting, we're seeing where they did up the experience of bringing the monster to life with a song called Life, Life. Well, that doesn't bring any sense to it. Well, it does. He comes to life. He tries to beat the shit out of Frederick. And, well, what that gives? It turns into charades, which, you know, charades, flying down to Rio, a dumbass decision. But, you know, flying down to Rio, given the set it is, it kind of does mingle together because you know what happens in Rio stays in Rio, except for herpes. That shit comes back with you. So now, ladies and gentlemen, they're creating the monster, and they create him, and the monster beats the shit out of Frederick. Shade flying down to Rio. What happens in Rio stays in Rio. Well, you get my point. So after that, you get a nice hot shot quartet welcoming Frederick Frankenstein into Transylvania, only to realize that the monster breaks free and, well, breaks free, and all hell breaks loose. He starts beating the shit out of everybody and turning in like a stuck hog on Halloween, looking like a fucking fat mule, going around while Pussy Ruggy are running away, trying to save yourself from the monster. Really? That's just wrong. I mean, really, it's just fucking wrong. You know what? You can be Pussy all you want, letting all these strong men spit out the monster, but I can't even hold them down. Ladies and gentlemen, you gotta admit, this is a show that is so funny to analyze, and we have 20 minutes left to where I can go in depth about every single little detail, but we just hit the end of Act 1, which is perfect timing. And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Act 2. We start off with the villagers in a frantic manner trying to find the monster. Well, guess what? He's right behind you, asshole. You don't know that. He's right behind you, I think. I mean, it's just like, don't look behind the closet. Don't open the closet. There's a monster in the closet. There's a monster in the closet. Monster in the closet, just like Paranormal Activity 6, which, you know, that didn't come out yet, because, you know, the first one was okay, but the rest, really, you shouldn't have made those. They fucking suck. So, after these letters, you know, saying he's Pussy, we all know he's Pussy, so who gives a fuck? We just want to see what the monster does. So we go in the lab where there's a experiment in female anatomy. Well, now we know that Dr. Frankenstein commits lechery and literally fucks the brains out of Inga. Well, you know, here's the thing here. I'm kind of glad they have a sheet covering that shit, because I really don't want to see live sex on stage. Now, here's the thing. I mean, it would create a visual picture, but you might as well put a program in the program, a warning in the program, if they're going to reveal that shit in this warning. You may receive a freaking boner from a hot California bimbo fucking a mad scientist. That's what should happen if you're going to show the whole sexual scene go down. Well, that spoils because Elizabeth unveils the cover showing them having sex, so you might as well put the fucking warning in the program that says, warning, you may receive a boner from watching a California bimbo blonde fucking mad scientist. So, you know, it goes down, and then they figure out where the monster actually hid. He's at a blind hermit's house with a hermit that doesn't even know what the fuck he's doing, and he's pouring hot stuff on this monster, and you know what's funny about it? You know what's absolutely funny about it? What is the funniest part about it? He lit the guy's thumb on fire. The monster's thumb got lit on fire. This guy shouldn't even be around. You know, it's kind of like a criminal activity, like Tiger Woods and his lechery with other women. You know, I actually heard he got a smart car, so I wonder how many women he can actually fit in that thing. Well, that just broke the subject, so I'm going to go back to the story. So the monster runs away. They catch him. Frederick, before they catch him, they put him to sleep. And Frederick goes and tries to talk to him, shows him that he is loved, and then does a historical experiment known as Irving Berlin's put him on the list. You know, how the monster pronounces it, it sounds like somebody's getting constipated from the Mexican buffet they had at the latest Taco Mayo, or should I say taco constipation. That's what Taco Mayo really is, taco constipation. So, he sounds constipated, it just sounds wrong, but you know, it's a brilliant number that you have to put in the show. So fun, tapping everything, but you know, the audience is only going, man, who gives a fuck, I want more live action. Ladies and and gentlemen, live action. Yes, live action. You know, I was kind of hoping a more intimate sex scene between Frederick and Inga, but, you know, you might want to put a warning in the program if you're going to do it again. Say, warning, he may receive a mass erectional dysfunction from watching this scene. So, you know, men over 40 actually get a massive erectile dysfunction disorder. And I just thought I'd let you know that just because we have 15 minutes left and I'm trying to kill time. So, we're going, putting on the rings. And then the monster seduces Elizabeth. Well, they fall in love. Well, here's the thing. We got two Tiger Woods here going on. No. I got a better analogy. Here we have Frederick and Inga. That's known as the Tiger Woods situation. And then you have Elizabeth and the monster. Elizabeth and the monster, that's more like Britney Spears fucking more than one Kevin Federline in the same function. So it's a simple, lechery thing of Tiger Woods and Britney Spears. That's how you would describe it, except this Britney Spears didn't shave her head and go off like a bitch and do all this crazy shit you wouldn't expect her to do. So I'm going to continue on with this story. You know, if we have time, I'm actually going to tell some funny, inappropriate jokes. So after this whole thing, the monster is lured back by Frederick and they create the brain transference. The transference is completed. The monster is dead. Well, not necessarily. But, you know, Frederick is hung by the neck for his lack of creativity of the monster. That just doesn't make sense. I mean, really, I love Frankenstein. It's a great story. It tells the story of Mr. Creason the Monster, and a young Frankenstein tells his son Creason the Monster. You know, the monster is what makes this thing come to life. Mr. didn't get hanged. That's unfair. Mr. didn't get hanged, so why should he get hanged? That's just a fucked up situation waiting to happen. You know what? So I'm going to tell the story again. He gets hanged. Monster comes back and revives him. Holy shit, I didn't know that could happen. You know, that sex was insane. Just revived him from my hanging. Man, it's just like a weak reincarnation of Child's Play and the latest Chucky doll running around the nation screwing this fucking shit up. See, that's just not even real. How do you revive somebody from a hanging? I mean, really, that shit's fucked up. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, for my language. Really, that shit's fucked up. I mean, Frederick falls in love with Inga, and the monster falls in love with Elizabeth, and they all live happily ever after. You know what? This show should have a happily never after. I mean, really, you would think that this would end bad if they hang him and that's it. How long would it end it? It would have been a perfect ending, and we would have had a recreation of the Tulsa race line. Too soon? The Tulsa race riots, that's horrible. Absolutely horrible. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of my summary of Young Frankenstein and Unico with Intense Analysis. Now I'm going to read a Q&A sent by you, our viewers, in the past couple weeks for the next 10 minutes. Okay, you ready? Question number one, Terrence J. Lefty, where have you been for the past month or so? Well, you know, I've been away because, you know, I didn't think y'all thought I was funny. I mean, we did a segment on Kim Kardashian's butt crack. We did a segment on rating celebrities' titties. You know, that's just hysterical. I mean, come on, you thought that was funny. But then I did a segment on the recreation or the rating and analysis of butts. You know, I got so many complaints from that that, you know, I could have been taken off the air. But you know what? Who gives a fuck? I'm going to do some more shit like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to see then let's go to action. I mean, come on. It's like the funniest thing that you can possibly think of. I mean, really, it's like the funniest thing ever. You gotta make it so funny. You gotta love it. I mean, come on. You gotta admit, it's funny. All right, moving on. Next question. Parents. Who's what crap will you talk about next when you revive the season of the Terrence J. Murphy Show? Well, you know, I'm actually thinking of another person's butt we can talk about, but I'm not going to do it. That's going to be a surprise for next season that will air in 2 months. You know, folks, we got a new season coming up of the Terrence J. Lucky Show just because of popular demand. Terrence J. Lucky tells the funniest crap ever, and you all need to see it. It's going to be amazing. Okay, next question. Terrence, are you willing to do more inappropriate content next season compared to this season? Well, you know, I gotta tell you the limits of my vulgarity and extreme content. I will say this, and you're going to probably gonna laugh. Who fucking cares about what the content says as long as it's fucking funny? You know, I'm surprised this isn't TBS. If I was on TBS doing this shit, I would probably get kicked off the air. You know, if this was live television, I would get kicked off the air. But you know what? This is Blog Talk Radio. I can say what I want. I can do what I want. I can even have sex on here if I want, but I'm not going to do that because you know what? That would just be weird and awkward, and I might as well put a warning instead of my regular disclaimer that says, warning, you may receive a massive erectile dysfunctional disorder by listening to this broadcast. You know, I could bring in my girlfriend next week and simulate sex for the series finale, but I'm not going to do that because you don't want to hear that, you don't want to see that, and you know what, that would be just the most funniest thing you would ever see, but I would have to get warning. You may receive a warning from watching this webcast. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not a webcast. It's a podcast. That's why I'm sucking my own pod, and I can say whatever the fuck I want because I was cast in this position, and I can say whatever the heck I want. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you guys. You guys are the best thing in my life. But I'm going to tell you one thing, and you're going to love me for this, and this will be my final thought before I close this episode. Do not repeat anything I say because it'll get you in fucking trouble. You know, you may remember my lefty conflictions, but I'm actually going to read some to you right now. The Lefty Conflictions, Book 1, Verse 23. Always talk about sex on your webcast because you never know who's going to watch. And you can also say this, warning, you may masturbate during this segment because I'm going to go in depth and who fucking cares? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Terrence J. Lefty's show. It's an amazing show. We talk about anything. Hell, I'll even do a whole segment on the Kama Sutra if y'all want me to. But, you know, I'm going to go through some more lefty conflictions. Book 2, Chapter 33. You always have to talk about a celebrity's butt crack because it's funny as hell. And you always have to do a segment about rating somebody's titty, ass, pussy, ass, pussy, ass, pussy, ass, pussy, ass. No, you get my fucking point. So, you know what? Who gives a massive erectile dysfunctional shit about the fucking thing that I had to say? Book 3, Chapter 28 of the Lefty Conflictions. When life gives you lemons, you might as well have sex with your nearest female counterpart, because you never know who's going to be your fucking buffalo buddy when you're 40 years old and you're having a massive party warning. You may receive a massive woody, bone arrow, or erectile dysfunctional disorder. So you see, you know, men over 40 can have that. You know, I need my babies to jack off. So now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you one thing that you need to remember, and this is the golden conception of Terrence J. Rex. When you're doing a podcast, you always have to make the shit inappropriate and entertaining for people to watch. If you want to talk about sports, Obamacare, or just that random shit everybody talking about, nobody's going to care about you. Nobody. They're just going to sit back and relax and say, who is running me talking about this shit? We want to hear something about titties, ass, vagina. We want to hear everything about the female counterpart. You know what? You might as well shove that right up your uterus if you want to hear boring shit like Obamacare and sports. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you the Ten Commandments of Galactic Convictions. Number one, thou shalt not talk about boring shit. You might as well talk about sex, because that's appropriate. Rule number two, thou shalt not impersonate Terrence J. Lucky or imposter Terrence J. Lucky. That is just wrong. Commandment number three. You must do a segment about rating someone's cookie at one point during your season. I mean, come on, it's funny. I talked about Kate Upton. God knows where that Game of War came from. God of War? Whatever the hell that's called. I think it was World of Warcraft. Oh, wait, no, that's Mr. T, but who gives a fuck about him? I don't know what the hell he's doing with his life. And you know what? Number four. Always love Terrence J. Lefty. Number five, do not listen to boring shit. I'm going to talk about the Kama Sutra in my next episode, and I'm going to go into detail about every position known to man. And you know what? You guys are going to be laughing your asses off because I'm going in depth, and I don't give a shit what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy this show because I'm just getting started with the last minute I have. Commandment number six. Always watch this show. It is the funniest fucking shit ever. Well, thank you for the 90-second warning that I have, but it is the funniest show ever, and I talk about random things, and I can't wait for you to listen to my lecture on the Kama Sutra, because that 30 minutes is going to be the funniest thing ever, but I'm going to change the warning to this
warning. The following content that you may see may give you the following: a boner, masturbation, master vibrator dysfunction, erectile dysfunction, and, well, you get my point. Warning. The following content you just witnessed may be offensive to the following people. Well, you get my point. Thank you for choosing the Terrence J. Lefty Show, sponsored by Late Night Talks with Scott Clayton. And I hope you have a great night, ladies and gentlemen, because remember, nobody gives a